And we're back Friday. Well, sadly, an event again has occurred here in Queensland after the shocking events that happened a couple of years ago to Hannah Clark and her family. Domestic violence is once again certainly on the horizon. And after a shocking incident just a few days ago on the Gold Coast, sadly, Mary Benedito died after being allegedly strangled by her former partner, Rio Marsh. She was hospitalised after being picked up basically very close to death at the Meriton on the Gold Coast and taken directly to the Gold Coast Hospital, but I believe she died early yesterday. Sadly, also, there's a child involved, about an 11-month-old child, which was allegedly taken by her former partner. Domestic violence, it's a scourge in our society that we've been trying to deal with for a long time. And I guess, you know, a lot of people say that Labor is more likely to be the party that's socially progressive that may deal with this matter a little bit more than the other side of the fence. And, of course, the Liberals, the Nationals. Obviously, they've done a few things when it comes to strangulation and strengthening the laws there, and certainly when it comes to coercive control, they've made quite a few moves in recent times. Just yesterday in Parliament, the LNP's Amanda Cam, who's the Member for Whitsunday and Shadow Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, Family and Sexual Violence, said enough is enough and it's up to the government to start to do more. Some people have accused her of being politically motivated and point scoring over what has been a very, very sad incident. She joins me this morning to talk about what is a difficult subject. Amanda Cam, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Murray, and thanks for having me.
Now, what's your response to some of the suggestions that, you know, even people said to me last night is that there was a bit of political grandstanding and scoring points over a very, very sad incident, the death of Mary Benedito yesterday?
Firstly, Murray, if I can, again, and I did it on the floor of Parliament, extend our sincere condolences to Mary Benedito's family, in particular her friends and those left behind and her 11-month-old son. To be accused of political point scoring is something I'd like to confront head on. Firstly, I am a woman. Secondly, I am a woman that represents women whose voices can't be heard anymore. And I travel this state. I speak with domestic violence victims. I speak with services. And I was surrounded by five women yesterday when the news came through about Mary Benedito. And to say my stomach turned, my heart broke. And when I spoke yesterday, it was with heartfelt emotion. I am angry. Like other women across our state are angry. My goal has always been to support in a bipartisan way the best outcome for women and children across our state. But when we speak of Hannah Clark, of Doreen Langham, of Kelly Wilkinson, and now of Mary Benedito, I am angry. I am frustrated. I think more can be done. I don't think we need to continue to wait years and years to have reports brought down when there are very practical things that the government could be funding, resourcing and supporting. And so in my speech yesterday, I was a voice for all of those women like Mary Benedito who are currently living in high-risk, fearful situations because beyond COVID-19, the government have not talked enough, they have not taken enough action, and they have not funded enough when it comes to domestic violence prevention, in my opinion.
You know, when it comes to social change, because this is essentially quite a departure from, you know, our sad past in a lot of ways, that social change does take time. I talked about coercive control and certainly, you know, strengthening some of the laws with respect to strangulation. The Labor government has done that. Let's talk, and in a bipartisan way.
Well, Murray, I would challenge that. The strangulation laws, while they were strengthened, have actually become weakened over time because of the definitions. And in fact, when I speak to police prosecutors, when I speak to domestic violence services, the increase of strangulation, it is increasing. It also means women are at almost 600% more chance of being murdered at the hands of their intimate partner. And currently, and I raised it with the Attorney General during estimates, that those definitions need to be expanded and they need to be tightened, and that is something the government could do tomorrow by introducing legislation. And the response I received was, it's a watching brief. Now, when I speak to advocates and women across this state, they will also say more needs to be done in that legislative reform. So I will always acknowledge the government when they're doing a good job, but it's also my role to hold them to account when there are shortcomings. And in that space right now, there are shortcomings. And the McMurdo report should point to that when it's released tomorrow.
Okay. And, you know, I certainly accept what you're saying about, you know, the strangulation. Unfortunately, it's becoming a very sad scourge. It's happening, on such a regular occasion. And this Mary Benedetto case is exactly, according to the evidence that we've seen so far, is reflecting specifically on that. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, in a bipartisan way, some of the things that can be done to actually start to strengthen some of these laws and try and change what is a big social issue, which is not going to be easy to turn around.
Look, I agree with you. It is a social and it is a community issue, but it's one that needs to be addressed with the leaders across our community, and it does need to be led also by government. To say that one side of politics is more socially progressive so they'll deal with it better versus the other, I think, is something that, you know, it's not something that I subscribe to, in fact. Yes, we may have differences in opinion of how we would implement things, but the fundamentals, which is, should we be resourcing our police service? Yes, we should. Should we be educating our community more? Absolutely. Should we be investing in more housing options for women, children, and those? And I'll expand that, because there's many men, and there's also members of the LGBTI community that also experience high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault. Yes, we should absolutely be funding that. In my view, should there be tougher penalties for perpetrators? Absolutely. And should we be investing significantly in perpetrator reform and programs for men across our state? And I say that because there is a large proportion of representation of perpetrators which are male. Absolutely, we should. The LNP continues, and I have done it in my 12 months and in the last term, we continue to put forward ideas to the government. We've done that through private members' bills. I've written to the Attorney General. We raise issues in Parliament. And frankly, what has been committed thus far, the Not Now, Not Ever report was delivered, but the funding shortfall compared to other states is real. You can't hide behind that data. This state government substantially funds less than what our counterparts in New South Wales and Victoria do when it comes to prevention of domestic violence. And so there are shortcomings where I support the programs, but I also support a greater investment in funding and greater prioritising of funding. And one would question, if the Labor government is socially progressive, that they would be investing more funding than what they are. So there are lots of practical things, and while it is a community issue, I can certainly attest from my stakeholder visits that is an issue that is getting worse, not better. The prevalence of violence is increasing. The prevalence of in particular sexual assault paired with domestic violence is getting worse. More women are coming forward, but for those that come forward, there are so many that are still trapped in a place of fear.
You know, reflecting our discussion, and obviously, you know, we strongly agree with respect to the social change. In Victoria, it's just been announced overnight, 9 specialist detectives and 2 witness support sergeants investigating top-tier family violence allegations actually involving the police. So I guess there's various aspects of this, certainly things that are happening within members of the police force, but also education to police officers about dealing with these matters. Is that something also that we seem to, you know, that we really need to start addressing here in Queensland as well?
Absolutely. The cases it differs region by region, and I've travelled to your region across Cairns and far north Queensland. I'm a North Queenslander, and each region responds differently based upon the culture that exists within, whether it be, you know, led by the officer in charge, whether it's the culture of the judiciary, that being the magistrates and the DV court, and the biggest number one issue I hear from women is that it is so hard to navigate a system. It is so hard that the onus is always on a victim to prove. You know, women, when they seek help, sometimes it takes 12 times before they escape, before they actually get help they need. And we've just seen with the tragedies over the weekend that you know, there is significant high risk for victims when they do seek help. And the consequences at the moment is you potentially will lose your life. That is not building confidence amongst women across our state that want a safe environment for them and for their children.
And look, I certainly understand, you know, this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing for quite a while. It's been a robust discussion and, you know, we've touched on some fairly difficult things, but certainly I commend your position and of course, your clarification as well, because as I said, I actually had people commenting to me last night that they felt it was politically motivated. So this opportunity to clear the air and I think working for it in a bipartisan way, which is, I guess, a widespread community issue, is really important. I commend your views. And I commend our discussion this morning, despite the rigorous nature of it in some ways. Amanda Cam, she's the member for Whitsunday, Shadow Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, Family and Sexual Violence. Have a fantastic day and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Murray. It's a hard topic and I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Now.